Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. With the nomination of Kamala Harris as the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party, a great deal of the conversation during the convention turned to one very specific topic. All the media outlets, print, streaming, were focused on the same subject. Pantsuits. That's right, pantsuits. Ms. Harris is, of course, partial to them, her go-to outfit for years. The discussions broadened to include other noteworthy pantsuits, most notably the suits worn by the last and only other female candidate for president, Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi's pantsuits received considerable attention in the conversation, too. More than one of the pundits told us that should Harris win the presidency, America will have its first pantsuit in the Oval Office. I say nonsense, poppycock. The first pantsuit in the White House was worn by John Quincy Adams, the sixth American president. He served one term from 1825 until 1829. He was the first president to sport long pants. His five predecessors dressed in knee breeches over long stockings. Washington, Adams, John Quincy's dad, Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe all wore the garment that would ultimately be consigned to little boys and golfers, knee pants. So, far from being the first, Harris stands the chance to become the 41st American president to wear long trousers. Which brings us to the subject of inseams. 16 American presidents have been over 6 feet tall. Abraham Lincoln and Lyndon Johnson were the tallest, and I imagine had the longest inseams in the White House. James Madison was the shortest president ever, but he wore knee pants, and he must be excluded from the inseam competition. Of the presidents who did wear long trousers, Martin Van Buren and Benjamin Harrison were the shortest at 5'6". Did you know that the average height for American women is 5'4"? That puts Harris in the slightly taller than average compartment. She's 5'4.5" tall. But since she always wears heels to work, she actually stands 5'7.5". That would put her on the shorter than average American presidents list, along with both Adams presidents and William McKinley. Of course, so far as we know, no other president wore high heels. Well, I'm talking about on the job. What presidents do off the job is left to investigative reporting and pure conjecture. This is what I'm wondering. Do you wear a pantsuit? Have you ever worn a pantsuit? Almost every American woman of a certain age has worn one. Mary owned quite a few of them. It was standard office attire in certain fields. Ah, see that? I just did it again. I assumed that in talking about wearing pantsuits, I was limiting the conversation to women. I still own a couple of suits. Almost every man I know, well, Mikal is the exception, almost every man owns a suit. My father, whose professional career was going full steam from 1955 to 1985, wore a suit every day, a tie, and a man hat, too. I'm going to try an experiment over the next few months. Whenever I encounter a man who is wearing a business suit, I will remark, "Hey, nice pantsuit. Where'd you get it?" I can imagine a broad range of reactions, from bemused laughter to running for my life. When I encounter a woman in a pantsuit, I will simply say, "Nice suit." I imagine her reaction will be well within the bounds of civility. Kamala Harris likes her suits. She likes the way she looks in them. You can see that in her stride. Donald Trump likes his pantsuits, too. They have become his signature. He really likes the way he looks. You can see that in his strut. I think it would be delightful if they would switch outfits when they debate in September. Harris would appear in an enormous blue bag, 10 sizes too large and dragging at the heels, a red tie hanging to her knees. Trump, in heels, would squeeze into a tiny tan number, the jacket unbuttonable, his pants splitting at the seams. That's a debate I'll watch. I can't wait.